Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
Will meets this cosplay girl named Cherry from Thailand.
I've already applied for my passport. I'm ready to roll, man.
Do you want to buy her picture?
That was sketchy.
That was weird, right?
It could be a hustle. It could be anything.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm scared.
I have no clue what's about to happen.
You gotta be ready for anything. Oh, hello?
Oh, God.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Will and Cherry. All right, let's read an email. Hey, Neve and Cammy. My name is Terry. I'm reaching out to you because my friend Will has gone and lost his mind over a girl named Cherry he met 6 weeks ago on social media. Cherry and Will are both into cosplay, where people dress up as their favorite characters in comics or movies. Will initially reached out to her because he wanted to buy some pictures of her dressed up as a character. I guess that is a thing.
I think it's fun.
One thing led to another. And now they talk just about every day. Cherry lives in Thailand, which is a red flag to me.
Yes.
But it's also an added complication. He says she tries to video chat with him, but it's always in the middle of the night when he's sleeping. I told Will I was concerned. But he's a grown man and can make his own choices. But he's sending her money, which is stupid to me. But again, it's his life. What made me reach out to you is Will is suddenly saying he's moving to Thailand. If this girl is real, then I'm happy for my friend and I hope he'll love life in Thailand. But I know something is messed up here and he's moving too fast. I think she just likes his money, but Will won't listen to reason. Can you help me get through to him?
There's so many people who do cosplay. I'm on cosplay TikTok. And there's tons of people who are doing it. So there's tons of people who are taking these photos. So it could be that Cherry is catfishing him and just taking photos from other cosplay
right. Oh,
people.
Oh, for sure. Let's text Terry. Hello, Terry. This is Neve and Cammy. There it is. The link is sent.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Cammy and I got an email from Terry. He's concerned about his friend Will, who's been in an online relationship with a girl named Cherry, who lives in Thailand. They met on social media 6 weeks ago and almost immediately started talking every day. Terry thinks it's all moving way too fast. Even though they've never video chatted, Will's been sending her money.
Terry says that Will is grown and can make his own decisions, but things got out of hand when Will started making plans to move to Thailand. Let's get Terry on Zoom to see if we can help.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes!
What's up, Terry?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good, how are you?
Look at this guy. He smiles. He's all smiles.
I'm a happy person.
Terry's a teddy bear of a guy. He's got close-cropped hair and a beard, and he's wearing a bright red button-down over a white t-shirt. He greets us with a huge, bright smile. How's it going, man? Where are you at?
So I'm in Columbus, Georgia.
How do you know Will?
We met through a mutual friend, and that's when we both figured out that we both love music, we both love film, and that's where the bond formed.
Is cosplay something Will's been into for a long time? Like,
I got into it before he did, and once he got into it, he really dove into it.
Oh, does he go to, like, the conventions and, like, the cosplay
yes.
things?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Wow.
It is.
Your email, you talked about how Will's been talking to you about some girl that he met. What do you know about her?
She's in Thailand. And I started to really, really, really get concerned when he told me he sent her some money.
So what's up with Will? Is he just, like, naive?
I mean, I would consider Will to be one of my best friends. But he hasn't FaceTimed her, video chat, or anything. And now he wants to go over there.
But is he just talking about going out there to see her, or is he talking about moving?
Like, it made me nervous. I can understand getting a passport. But when he got his international driver's license, that made me a little nervous. Like, dude, what you need a driver's license for? That's the other side of the planet. You know, that's why I wrote in to y'all, because I don't know what else to say to him. I just want my brother to be happy.
All right. Well, how do you think Will's going to react?
I mean, he knows I've contacted y'all, but I don't think it was going to make it this far.
What do you think the best way to approach this is?
I got the perfect thing. Oh, I'm going to call him.
He's going to be hoodwinked.
Terry takes out his phone and dials Will's number.
Hello? Bro. Hey, you busy?
Nah.
That project that we were working on that you had me putting the music behind?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to come check on some stuff for me, make sure it's straight.
Okay, come in there and get
it. All right.
Oh, you smooth, Terry. You've done this before.
Terry smiles mischievously.
My God.
Will's on his way over to your place now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he stays like literally 3 to 5 minutes. From it, so.
What do you think the probability of this girl being legit is?
Probability is slim to none. There's always excuse after excuse after excuse. And I'm like, uh-oh. All right, you guys are ready?
Ready.
Terry turns and calls to Will.
Yo!
You.
Will!
Hello, man.
What's up, man?
What?
Hello, Will.
What's up?
Oh my God, he set me up.
Will appears on the screen and pulls up a chair next to Terry. He sits down and smiles. Set you up.
Come on in.
Yeah, man.
Oh, surprise!
Man. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
You know who we are, right?
Yeah, I've seen the show before.
Terry told us you guys like to go to comic conventions.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys get into cosplay?
I host a podcast, and in order to get exclusive interviews, I had to start going to conventions. But, you know, at those cons, there's cosplayers everywhere. And I also do videography, and I network with one of the videographers. But when I friended her, my friend recommendation completely changed. Like, no longer local people. And I see Cherry in there one day, and like, whoa, who is that? She's cute. She's pretty. My friend requested her. She added me. And this is where we started kind of communicating. She posted she was selling like these Polaroids. So I bought like 2 or 3 photos from her.
And did you get them?
I got them.
And they came from Thailand?
It came from Thailand, but I can't read the address.
You chose the photos you wanted, or were you just like,
I got to choose the photo. There was like 9 photos up, and I chose 3.
So the photos had already been taken. Interesting.
Flag.
Cammy makes a face.
Come on, Cammy, you got my back. Come on, man.
I didn't even say anything. It's Terry speaking for me. Did you have to use her full name in order to send the money?
MoneyGram says it has to be the name on the ID, and it was a different name that's on the Facebook.
Okay, well, so what's her name on Facebook?
On Facebook is Zoma Reed.
But she did give you her, like, ID name.
ID name, yes. She said it's pronounced Rujapa.
So wait, what's Cherry? Where'd you get Cherry from?
Cherry, I'm assuming, is her English generic name.
Interesting.
She got this other chick named Beam, like laser beam. Like, ain't nobody gonna name themselves Beam.
Wait, yeah. Who's Beam?
Beam is, I'm assuming, her friend. She like tags her on everything, comments on her page all the time. Well, I don't know Beam.
Where in Thailand does she say that she lives?
Udon Thani.
Okay. So you're pretty excited about this girl, this relationship.
Definitely.
But you still ain't seen the chick or video chat.
I mean, it's a big time difference, man.
So?
Right. That's a big time difference, but at 8 or 9 p.m. your time, that's 8 or 9 a.m. her time. So surely there are ways to make it work.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked on the phone before, you know, around that time, but...
Okay, so you have talked on the phone.
On Facebook Messenger, yes.
Do you guys talk often or...
We do it a lot.
And does she have an accent at all?
When she speaks English, yes.
And what are your conversations like?
I like you. I want to see you. You're beautiful. We talk about cosplay. We talk about movies. She compliments me and stuff. I compliment her.
Do you guys say I love you?
I said it twice. She said it once.
Terry's eyes go wide. He gives Will a disapproving look.
Wow. How long have you guys been talking?
I would say about 2 months, maybe 2.5 months.
Like every day, though, pretty much.
Every day, except for when she vanishes.
Vanishes?
After I sent her the MoneyGram and she sent me the stuff, the next day she told me she had to go to the hospital. And I didn't hear from her for a couple of days.
Why did she go to the hospital?
She said she had like flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms.
And then the second time, when I sent her some more money, I bought a costume that I wanted her to cosplay in. So I sent her that. She went to the hospital again.
Cammy looks away and swivels her chair around.
Come on, Cammy, stop.
I didn't even say it. I didn't even say anything.
Okay. Did she ever send you pictures of her in the costume?
No, she hasn't.
Terry snickers and rolls his eyes.
But is that it, or was there more things that have gone down?
I did send her money for another costume of her choice, and I did send her money, you know, like get something to eat one day. Since I felt like I can't romantically take her out on a date, here's money to get you something to eat for lunch.
Terry leans all the way back in his chair and pinches the bridge of his nose. He smiles at Will in disbelief.
Now you're thinking about moving to Thailand?
Well, I've already applied for my passport, got the international driver's license. I'm ready to roll, man. Can't be.
I ain't feeling it either, bro. What if she ain't who she say she is?
But see, I need Cammy to have my back, though, because if it is her... When women need help or they need advice, who they go to? The other women. They become the board of directors. So I need Cammy to be on my side.
The board of directors. Oh, you already have it set up. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Can you show us a picture of her?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, let's see. Wow, cute.
Will shares the pictures he has of Cherry. She's adorable. There's one where she's in a devil costume with flowy red sleeves, wearing a long pink wig with little red horns. In another picture, she's casual with long black hair and wearing an off-the-shoulder white shirt and blue jeans sitting by a lake. In a third, she's wearing a sailor costume with a long white wig.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
These are like, yeah, these are consistent. They all look the same. You guys send a lot of pictures.
This is the Polaroids I've received.
Oh, cute.
There are three Polaroid pictures of Cherry in a costume with a long blue wig.
Yeah, from Thailand.
And what if the Cherry that you know is not the girl in the pictures? Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters. It's a bold-faced lie.
Terry looks up to the ceiling and laughs. Cammy just smiles.
Dang, Cammy.
I got your back, man. I'm rooting for you. I think from what I've seen and what you've shown us, like, I am honestly leaning towards her being her right now.
I'm going to be optimistic and say I'm on a 60-40.
60 catfish, 40 her.
Mm-hmm. That's optimistic.
That's a good. Those are good odds for this show. All right, so look, just send us everything you have for Cherry.
Okay.
And let's go down this rabbit hole and see what we find.
Cammy, you're going to change. You're going to root for me.
I'm working
we'll
on
see.
Her. I'll work on her.
We'll
you're going to root for your boy.
Cammy gives me one of her looks.
I don't know. I mean, look, of course, red flags. But I got to say, much more evidence suggesting she could be real than I expected. He got photos in an envelope from Thailand.
Yes. People are crafty, Neve.
I guess.
I don't put it past Cherry to be playing him, but what is she playing him for? What is the game?
All right, let's do some research. All right, we got Will, through his cosplay friendships, ends up meeting this girl, Cherry, from Thailand. They hit it off. He sees that she's offering Polaroids of herself in costume, so he buys a few. They come from Thailand in an envelope. Legit.
Allegedly.
Anyway, they keep talking more and more and more, and he's getting really excited. Problem is,
it's suspicious.
There are some red flags.
Right.
All right, well, look, if this girl is a cosplayer who has some notoriety, it shouldn't be that hard to find her. All right, so we got an email from Will. Hi, Neve and Cammy. Here's what I've got for you on Cherry. Her legal name is Rajapa. I told her I was going to send her a present, and she said this was her address. I'm sending you some pics, but there are a lot in my Facebook messages, so I'm sending you my logins so you can choose. Okay, great, so we can just go in for him. Cherry's Facebook is here, and if you have any questions or you need something else from me, you can hit me up. And now I'm glad you guys are helping figure this out. All right.
No problem, Will.
Let's do an image search and see what comes up.
I feel like it's gonna come right up.
I input one of the pictures of Cherry in the devil costume.
All right, so nothing there. All right, let's try this one.
In this shot, Cherry's a little bit more provocative, wearing a tiny bikini.
I know. Look, if these pictures were on some famous cosplayer's website, they would probably come up. So the fact that they're not coming up, I think, is actually good. So here's her legal name, the name he sent the money to. And let's just do a little searchy searcheroo.
Cherry's real name is Rujapa. I input that into a Google search.
Okay, nothing. I mean, I guess we could just put her whole address in, right? Just see exactly where she lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right there.
Here's satellite. This looks like more of an industrial.
When I enter the address on Google Maps, it looks like a business district, not a residential neighborhood with houses.
Mm-hmm.
Our town. I mean, I think we probably just don't have the address formatted correctly.
Or she sent him a random address because she didn't want him to have her home address.
Definitely a possibility. All right, so what else?
Facebook?
Okay, so here's Cherry's Facebook page where she goes by Zomari.
Cherry's profile picture is a very natural photo of her with shoulder-length dark hair, bangs, and a sweet smile. The cover photo is in the familiar devil costume.
There's some writing in what I presume is Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some photos that she's posted. One of a bird.
A white bird in a cage with a string looped in his mouth.
Okay, here's a weird receipt for like a bank transaction. Not sure what this is for. Has comments. Okay, what is that?
The bank receipt has a date that is obviously not the day of the transaction.
12th of November.
1963.
So that date would probably be a birthday, right?
So maybe the person that Will is talking to was born in 1963.
That's not good.
Oh, there's Beam. Terry talked about her friend, Beam.
Beam commented on one of Cherry's posts, but it's in Thai, so I can't read it.
Oh, yeah. So let's bring up Beam's page. Who's Beam? Let's look at these pictures.
I scroll through photos of Beam in different costumes. One in a short pink wig, another with long white hair. She has bright blue eyes and porcelain skin. Past a picture of a cat, I stop.
Oh, whoa! Same bird with a string.
That's weird.
I feel like we should message her.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like her close friend.
Hey, Beam.
My name is Neve, and I make a TV show called Catfish. I would love to ask you some questions and get your help with something. Thanks.
All right. So let's just go through Cherry's Facebook page and take a look at her posts. Here's a picture of her, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That looks like the same outfit she sent to Will.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, here's a picture of her in sort of regular street clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a bunch of comments. Most of them are in Thai. Oh, wait a second. Here's one in English.
A guy named Justin commented.
Will you be my sunshine heart? And then look at another one. Michael says, beautiful heart hearts. Who are these random white guys commenting on this girl's page? Are they also talking to her? And are they also sending her money to buy costumes?
Let's ask Justin.
Let's talk
Michael.
To these guys. Okay, here's a message for Justin.
Hey, Justin, this is Neve from the TV show Catfish. I'm working on an episode now and could use your help. Please get back to me.
I'm going to copy-paste that. And I'm going to send it to the other guy, Michael. All right, sent. What else do we have? Let's just log into his account, I guess, and go through their messages. Okay, now we're logged into Will's page, and here is their conversations. Wait, what is this? Oh. He said, can you call me? I haven't heard from you. You haven't told me what's going on. She said, I have problems with someone. I have to clear first about money. Crying.
Wait, right. You don't think that that's fishing for something? I'm having money problems. Wait, Beam, message back.
Oh, she did. She said, okay, cool. We were wondering about your friend, Zomarie. Are you guys close?
You know, they both had the same damn bird on their pages. What if Beam and Zomarie / Cherry are the same?
Well, we're going to have find that out eventually, so.
Oh, she responded.
Of course. I know her more than herself. With a winking emoji.
Of course she does, because it's her. Can she Zoom?
Great. Can you meet us in a Zoom call?
I feel like she's gonna be like, actually, I'm just about to go into work. So unfortunately, I cannot.
Oh, she says, I'm driving. So can you wait 15 minutes? Okay, sure.
You believe her?
Yeah, I think she's gonna call us. If she didn't want to talk to us, she wouldn't have responded right away.
When she's gonna drive right on over to disappear land and vanish into thin air.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm really not sure what's going on. I mean, I think Cherry might actually be real, but it's so hard to know. She's halfway around the world, and there are so many red flags that make me think she's totally fake. This girl, Beam, says that she knows her more than herself. Cammy thinks it's probably actually Cherry pretending to be someone else.
All right, so let's go back to
our messages. I mean, he's calling her a lot.
I mean, he's calling somebody. We don't know if it's her.
For like almost 3 days, he's called her like a lot, and she never answered.
She must not have been responding to him this whole time, and now he's blowing her up.
Okay, another $24 he sent. Whoa, he sent a lot of money. This was $136. Well, she said, thank you so much. And he said, you're welcome. Feeling any better?
And she said, you don't have to send money for me anymore like that.
And he said, why?
I'm afraid you think I'm fooling you. Do you think that this is an admission of guilt?
Interesting. And then I guess he got the picture she sent.
There are three Polaroid photos of a smiling Cherry wearing a blue wig in a bright green and blue puffy jacket and red leather gloves.
Uh-huh. Doesn't that look like the same pictures?
You mean from the profile pics?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see.
I go back to Cherry's Facebook page, and there they are. The pictures totally match the Polaroids she supposedly took and sent to Will.
Yeah, that's definitely that one, mm-hmm. Right? Five. And that's six.
Yep. The person could have taken a picture of all these pictures on their Polaroid and just printed it out.
Or just downloaded them.
Yes.
And I have one of those little Polaroid printers that like, you just sync with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was that? Beam.
She texted back.
Sorry, I can't talk now. Maybe later. Spoiler alert, I'm not surprised. Now she's just going to disappear.
We'll just have to see how it goes.
Something weird is going on. I really think Beam could be Cherry, and maybe she's feeling bad because she knows she's not the girl in the pictures, and she knows that he's really falling for the girl in the pictures.
Could be a possibility. Either way, Will is considering moving to a very far away, distant place to be with this girl. Mm-hmm. And even if Cherry is real, everything else could be fake.
Okay, now we're waiting to find out who the hell Beam really is. I'm at the studio at my Dancing with the Stars rehearsal, and what do you know?
Oh, Beam.
Cherry's friend.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Beam? Thank you for calling me.
I can only see the top half of Beam's face.
So, do you know the show that I make, Catfish?
Yes, I know it.
Oh, okay, great. We're trying to help a guy who's been talking to your friend, Somarie.
Yeah. Friend.
Oh, that's your best friend then?
Yeah.
Has she ever told you that she's talking to a guy, like, in the United States?
I'm not sure. Do you want to buy her picture?
Oh, man. I'm not sure she's understanding what I'm telling her.
No, he bought her pictures. But they've been talking, and I think he thinks they're, like, maybe dating. Does she have, like, a boyfriend?
Beam is walking on a balcony. Now I can see the city around her, but not her face.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Suddenly, Beam reappears on the screen and abruptly waves goodbye.
Oh, sorry. I have to go now. Sorry.
Oh.
I have to go.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, bye. So weird. I just got that call in the midst of rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. Here's Jen.
My dance partner, Jenna Johnson, witnessed the whole conversation.
That was sketchy. That
was weird, right?
The friend is totally her.
I have no idea what just happened.
Back at the Catfish office, I bring Cammy up to date.
Okay, so last night, I was actually at rehearsal.
Huh?
This phone starts making a sound I don't recognize. It's Beam.
I thought she couldn't talk.
Well, apparently she could talk. Unclear how much of a sort of language barrier there was, but she said, Cherry's my best friend. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But essentially, I was like, is Cherry in a relationship? And she paused. She didn't really answer right away. And then she said, do you want to buy pictures? But I said, no. I want to know if she's got a boyfriend. Is she in a relationship? And that's when I got the classic, you know, I'm sorry, I don't. No, I gotta go. And she, like, and it ended weirdly and abruptly.
So we don't know if Cherry has a boyfriend. We don't know if Cherry's talking to Will, and we don't have any pictures.
I'm also not convinced that Cherry and Beam aren't the same person.
The more I think about it, the more I think you could be right.
Plus, we still don't know who picked up that money. Was it someone born in 1963? What was with that receipt?
All right, let's get Will back.
Hey, Will, it's Neve. We've got something we need to show you.
Hey, guys.
Yo!
Will.
What is up, man?
Not much, man. Just, you know, nervous. Didn't get much sleep last night. You know, I hope this is her. I'm hoping for the fairy tale ending. You know, now I want my happiness. You know, I want my happy ending.
Well, we don't have any answers yet, but let me show you what we found.
Okay.
We did go to Cherry's Facebook page, Zomarie, to just look a little bit more closely at who's commenting on these pictures. Obviously, a lot of them are in Thai, and we're not really sure what they say. But there are a couple comments. One here from Justin that says, will you be my sunshine? Heart. And then again, here's another one from someone named Michael. Beautiful. Heart, heart. Who are these guys? We messaged both of them. Neither of them have responded.
Mm-hmm. Will listens to all of this with a very serious look on his face. He isn't showing any emotion, but I think he's a little stunned.
So that just sort of made us wonder, like, is it possible that she flirts with Western men who obviously are into her? And might it be possible that, like you, those guys often want to be helpful and win her heart with money, gifts?
Oh, man, Neve, now you're taking me back down again.
Well, buckle up. We still have more to go.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the last thing we looked at on Cherry's page was this photo that she posted of a receipt for, like, some weird exchange of money.
The receipt was just kind of weird. Like, the date says 1963. I don't know if it's a birthday or if her mom picked up that transaction, but like, why would it say 1963?
I mean, do we think you're talking to a 57-year-old?
I hope not, but it's possible.
And on that post, we noticed Beam had commented. So we just wanted to see who this Beam girl was. And they're very similar in their vibe and location. I messaged her. I asked her if she's good friends with Zoma. And she said, of course, I know her more than herself. And I asked her if she could talk. All of a sudden, she says, sorry, I can't talk now, maybe later. I went to a dance rehearsal. And I got a video call, as you can see here, from her. And it was her. We talked. And she spoke English. Not great, but pretty well. And I said, hey, you know, we're making this show. We're trying to help our friend. He's been talking to your friend, Zoma Ri. And she said, oh, yeah, Zoma Ri, that's my best friend. And then when I sort of asked her about Zoma Ri and her having a boyfriend, she got weird and asked me if I was trying to buy photos, which, of course, was also sort of strange, and then said she had to go. And it just left me super confused because sometimes that's just a friend sort of not wanting to put their friend's business out in the world, and that's fair, but sometimes it's also
covering up.
Right.
You and Beam have never spoken one-on-one.
No.
The fact that Beam is acting so strange makes us wonder, is this like some scam thing that goes on that we just don't know about? Because the fact that you've sent her money for these costumes and she's never sent you a picture of herself in the actual costume suggests that maybe she's not actually taking pictures and sending them to anyone.
Something's up with this girl.
I was very enthusiastic yesterday when I first heard the story. I was like, oh my God, this is her. And based on the phone calls and the messages, like, it felt really good. But then the weird conversation with Beam and the evidence that we found, like, it's just hard for me to know exactly what Cherry's intentions are.
Mm-hmm. Will's taking in what we're telling him. He looks down.
I'm all over the place right now because, like, it could be a hustle. It could be anything, you know? I'm just so lost and confused.
I'm just as confused as you. It really is 50-50. There's no guarantee. And if you haven't been able to get Cherry to show her face, how are we going to be able to get that to happen?
I guess we just asked. She just messaged me. She just said, I'm okay now, so don't get mad or think a lot, okay?
What was your last message to her?
This morning when I woke up, I said, morning, I just woke up. Hope you've been doing okay.
Okay, so she said, I'm okay.
Well, it's showing she's active. Should I go ahead and
message her? Yeah, message her.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, who are we talking to? Is it Beam? Is it Cherry? It could be anybody.
Will shares his screen so that we can see Cherry's text.
Hey, did Beam tell you that someone reached out to her? She asked a show to help me contact you and find out who you are.
Hopefully she's not easily offended.
Cherry texts back.
Beam told me that a strange man from TV was asking questions about me like that. So, say that strange man was a guy named Neve. He just wants to help us...
Connect.
Great.
Oh, she's reading them. She's on.
Will writes, would you be willing to video chat right now?
Okay. Yeah, you can send that now, I guess. Oh, she's...
Cherry writes back, ha. Okay. Interesting response. Then she says, now?
Yes.
Say now would be great.
She's going to say, I'm busy now. I'm going to sleep now.
She responds.
But it's very late. We have different times, right?
Yeah, but you're up.
Yes, but it doesn't have to be for very long.
It's time we finally see each other just for a few minutes. Cherry texts back a crying dog emoji.
What does that mean? Like nervous? Like, ah! Yes, please.
But.
Uh-oh.
She texts, I need to take a bath first.
At 3:30 in the morning?
Should I say how much time you need?
This is the segue. This is how they disappear.
I obviously would prefer if she could just do it now.
Will texts, can you please do it now? I have the show with me.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh!
She says, sure.
Here we go. I'll text you the link right now. Send that to her and say, here's our Zoom.
Will sends the message.
All right. What do you think? You think she's going to do it?
Let's see.
Oh, wait a second. Now what?
Cherry texts.
If you see me, I hope you still like me.
Uh-oh.
What does she mean by that?
I mean, you know, obviously for someone who does a lot of makeup and cosplay, I could understand her being nervous that your expectations of what she'll look like not matching with what she looked like sort of fresh out of the bath.
Okay.
Will closes his eyes. I can tell he's very nervous.
I mean, I think when and if she comes into this Zoom, you've got to be ready for anything.
Feels that way right now.
Yeah.
I have no clue what's about to happen.
We've seen kind of this situation before where this guy thought he was talking to a girl in Asia and it did not turn out well.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like low-key scared.
Oh, she's typing. She's typing. She said she's ready. Oh, my God.
Are we ready? I don't know if I am. Who is this person going to be? We don't know who it is. It could be anyone. I have a feeling it's going to be the same girl, Beam, that comes back on here again. What are you thinking?
I have no idea. I'm not thinking at all. I'm adapting.
She should be joining us at any moment.
Are you prepared for her not to look like Cherry?
It changes the whole ballgame, man. You know? It's a bold-faced lie. I don't know.
Will nervously wipes his forehead.
I just don't know what to expect. And normally I feel like we have some kind of idea of what's going to come in here.
I don't know what to expect. I'm nervous. Don't know what's about to pop up. I'm like so clueless right now.
Hello? Cherry?
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Wow, this is a real mystery. There are a lot of possible options of who the real Cherry is. I know that Will is barely holding it together at this point. We're about to see her on Zoom. But right now, all we can see is a blur. I can't make out what we're even looking at.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I saw her face.
I saw her face too.
I can't tell. Is that Beam?
Take your time.
The three of us hold our breath, waiting to see who's going to appear on the screen. And then, there she is. It's actually Cherry. She covers her face with her hands, but we can see that it's her. Shoulder-length, dark hair, she's wearing a long-sleeved white shirt, and she peeks nervously through her fingers.
Hi!
Hi! Cherry, is that you under there?
Why are you so shy?
Should we all do that?
Everyone do it.
Cammy, Will, and I all put our hands over our faces.
And then when you're ready, we'll take them down.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Cherry pulls her hands away from her face and smiles sheepishly. She's adorable. Totally natural, no costume, makeup, or Photoshop. She leans back and laughs joyfully.
It's really you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
It's her, man. Hey, Cherry.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I didn't know if you were going to be you.
I'm just so happy. This is
I'm
so nice.
I'm so happy.
I'm very so it's, excited it's... because...
Please.
I'm just very excited because this...
Cherry covers her face with her hands.
Why are you so nervous to see Will?
Because I don't want you to see my real face.
Why?
Yeah, why?
You're so pretty.
It doesn't seem my cosplay face because I can Photoshop. I can do anything with my picture.
In your photographs, you have your makeup and you have your Photoshop, but on video... You look different, but
yes.
You're still very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But I think, oh my God, he will not like me like this.
I like what I see. Still look good.
Will laughs, and Cherry laughs too, and covers her face again.
Very beautiful.
I'm very excited now. My hand's shaky.
Oh my God. You had nothing to be worried about, Cherry, because he thinks that you're amazing. But can you tell us more about you? Do you live alone?
Oh, with my parents, with my father and mother.
Are you dating anyone in Thailand? Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have any boyfriends now.
Will gives a fist bump for that. Cammy pumps the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people call you Cherry or do they call you Zoe?
Everybody call me Cherry, but some fans call me Somari.
Rujapak.
Rujapa is my real name.
Yeah, but you taught me how to say it.
Yes.
You gotta teach me how to speak Thai.
So you want to speak Thai?
I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn.
I want to ask you though, Cherry, you know, Will has been very generous sending money for costumes and things like that.
I already tell him, stop sending money for me. But he still asked me like, Cherry, did you want something? And I say, don't send that money. I have.
Yes.
Like that.
See, Will, Cherry is a strong, independent woman.
So this is nice, though, that finally you can look at Will and you guys can talk and see each other.
I have just a little uncomfortable because I think he stared.
Cherry giggles and again nervously covers her face with her hands.
Oh, like he's definitely staring at you. He is definitely staring at you.
He likes to look at you.
She looks good, man.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I'm shy. I don't even know what to say.
Will, go ahead. I mean,
shower it on.
I'm excited it's you. You know, I'm coming to Thailand. What's this whole corona stop? The quarantine. I'm going to come see you now.
Hopefully, and soon, Will can come visit you.
I want to talk with Cammy. Can I talk to you alone?
Oh, sure. All right, Will. We'll bring you back in a minute.
All right, don't take too long now.
No more men. Goodbye to the men. Time.
Will takes his earbuds out and signs off. I leave the room so Cammy can talk to Cherry alone.
What's going on?
How can I explain it? So I want to talk with you about me and Will, right? I have a little trouble with him.
Oh.
He is very fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I don't answer his messenger, like he always try to call me a lot. And I think, oh my God, it's too much for me. But I always say to him, please calm down. I'm busy. I just want to take my time for my family like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last time he tell me about when we meet in Thailand, can I hold your hand? When we meet, can I kiss you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh my God, it's really fast.
Yeah. I don't know if you know what it means to be thirsty, but here in America, when we say someone is thirsty, it means they're just doing too much, too fast. And Will is being thirsty. Sometimes you just need space, and that's okay.
Yes.
But do you feel like you like him, that you could like him in a romantic way?
No. Yes, it just not yet.
Yeah. Friends first and then see where things go. But take things slowly.
Yes.
Okay. So we can help. We'll tell him. I don't think that if you're worried about hurting his feelings, I don't think that that will hurt his feelings. I think it's important that you tell him exactly what you want so that he's clear and so that he's not pushing too hard. Who knows? Maybe when you meet him, you might want to kiss him, but it shouldn't feel like you have to.
Yes.
I come back in and sit down next to Cammy.
Oh, okay. Hello. He's back. We kicked the men out.
Yes, please.
What did I miss?
Basically, Will is doing too much. He's being thirsty. Mm. She feels like he's going too fast. Okay. She wants to slow things down, start off as friends. She thinks she could maybe like him like that.
Yeah, but it's too soon to tell.
Too soon.
Okay, so let's get Will on, and then we'll help him understand that he needs to just take it easy. And
calm down. Yeah. How do you say that in Thai? Calm down.
Zayin yin.
Zayin yin.
Yes, zayin yin.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get Will back in here.
Yes, please.
There he is.
So, Will.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you know, girl's perspective. I talked to Cherry. Mm-hmm. We had a little sideline girls chat, and Cherry just feels like things are moving a little too fast. She wants to slow things down. Obviously, I shared with her that you're very excited about her and you really, you know, want to meet her.
And she feels excited about you.
Yeah.
She just wants to make sure you understand, not to put any expectations on how the first time you'll meet her will go. Just
take it down a notch.
Cherry nods approvingly.
Yeah, and right now, maybe just give her some space sometimes.
Okay, fair enough.
She would love to start with like a really strong friendship and see where that can go.
Okay.
So it's good, it's good. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's not great. Yeah, that would have been worse.
Yeah, I'm still in the game. I'm not on the bench yet, so yeah, I'm cool with it.
Cherry laughs.
Here we go. Right.
You just have to slow down. I like you, so you don't have to think a lot of overthinking. I'm staying here. I don't go anywhere. Just calm down.
Yeah, 100%.
I explained to her what thirsty means, so if she calls you thirsty, she knows what it means now.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm so happy that we were able to help. You guys seem great, and I'm very happy for you. So hopefully you'll just keep talking with a new understanding of each other and what you're expecting. We can go a little slow, you know, keep building, planning maybe for a trip sometime in the future when it works for both of you, and take this friendship and see where it goes. I think it could be really great.
I'm definitely on board.
Make sure you send us a video from Thailand whenever you get there.
I definitely will, man. That's a promise.
Will is looking up his tickets as soon as we get off of this.
Just calm down, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Cherry puts her palms together and says goodbye. Will signs off. What an amazing end to a very confusing story. I totally thought Cammy was right and that Beam was Cherry and Will would be disappointed. But it turned out that Cherry is exactly who she said she is, a sweet, beautiful young woman. She was just scared because Will was coming on a little too strong. I mean, 6 weeks is pretty fast, but this might actually work. Since filming, Will's been talking to Cherry daily, making sure to take things at her speed. Cherry introduced Will to her family over video chat. They're both happy about how things are progressing. She's invited him to Thailand and is excited to finally meet him in person. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams, sound design by Sam Ada, additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.